This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Viv Albertine.
Where have I been? I've been sorting my life out. But it took so much longer than I thought. It's been taking years trying to get my life sorted out. So in the end, I thought, you know what? I'm going to have to step back into the world, start living again, start creating again. And it's not perfect. But here I am, Viv Albertine, ex-guitarist of the Slits, and new creator, writer, singer, and talker. So I hope you'll enjoy the next couple of hours. I've chosen the most peculiar mix of songs, but I do love mixing up genres. And I think I'm going to really shock you, but not with naughty things, with my guilty pleasures. This next song is part of me being back into the world in a way, falling in love, breaking up. Oh God, it's still happening. But what I love about this song by Gautier is not only is it beautifully crafted and passionate, but it's sort of realistic.
Said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Over. But you didn't have to cry.
Yeah, that always makes me think of, you know, those guys who sit on their sofa checking you out on Facebook, but too scared to actually have a relationship. I always think, get up off of that sofa. Go and make that phone call. Ask the girl out, you know. Don't be an embarrassment to your mother, your God, and the girl who fancies you. Please, do it. What can go wrong? Anyway, that video is very simple, actually, to go with that song. You really must check it out if you haven't seen it yet. And Kimbra's little piece is so sensual and full of attitude, and I just so love girls with attitude. And this next track is by Layla, and I don't think I've met a girl with more attitude than Layla. She's on Warp Records, and she makes her music often in her bedroom, which I had the pleasure to visit once with a friend, and it's stacked full of equipment, desks and amps and machines, and I looked all around and I said to her, it really, you know, terrifies me, all this amount of equipment, I wouldn't know what to do, it intimidates me. And she went mad at me and said, you know, get a grip. And she wouldn't, you know, she wasn't at all sympathetic or agreeing. And I thought, good for you, because that's how the Slits were back in the day. We never let any girl off the hook, and it's about time I got a taste of my own medicine, in a way. So here she is, Layla, with Underwaters. Very beautiful.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
I think in the morning, you just really want to know what's going on.
It's going to be a wet day.
Some of the music news is matter.
The music news, the weather. And we've even got Professor Brian Cox letting us know what's going on out there in space and stuff.
Could it be that we're the only intelligent civilization in our galaxy?
I think it's really important that we get to the matters that affect, you know, everybody. We ask the key questions.
In the event of an apocalypse, which insect would rule the world? Which is the best air rod? The question is, have you ever ridden a giant rodent?
Did you have a chippy tea last night? Did you have an exotic tea? Did you have an old school fish fingers, chips and beans tea?
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You know, they're just the big issues.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
We'll be right back.
center. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Darling, the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Haven's version of Here Comes the Sun. George Harrison was such a great songwriter and so underrated in a way, and same with his guitar playing. I think he's a very emotive guitar player. And I read a quote the other day that said, what a pity he was in a band with John Lennon and Paul McCartney, because he was so overshadowed by them, and actually his songwriting is amazing, but he never really got a chance to shine. Oh well, maybe he wouldn't have been heard of at all if it wasn't for the Beatles.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three gates away. See Emily play.
Soon after dark, Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow.
Touches the ground. Float on a river
Pink Floyd when Syd Barrett was in them, with See Emily Play. When I was at art school, I was at Hornsey Art School when I was young, 17, and Pink Floyd used to play in the pub up the road in Crouch End, and we used to go and see them. How cool is that? But things changed. Syd got chucked out of the band. In fact, I got chucked out of Syd Vicious's band, now I come to think of it. This is Viv Albertine playing you songs on a Sunday afternoon, songs that have moved me or make me want to dance or just make me laugh. I left you on a bit of a cliffhanger there, didn't I? Well, I got chucked out of Syd Vicious's band. Well, actually, it was mine and Syd Vicious's band. We formed a band together called The Flowers of a Romance, which was named by Johnny Rotten. I just thought it was the best name for a band in the world, the Flowers of Romance. Anyway, Sid and I started this band and we used to rehearse in Joe Strummer's basement. But we never wrote a song. We went day after day after day into that basement and the boiling heat, the summer of 76, and we emerged at the end of each day without a song. Couldn't even get through one, I don't think, let alone write our own. And in the end, he said to me, "Viv, you can't play guitar well enough." They chucked me out. And Johnny Thunder stood up for me and said, "You know, what are you on about, Sid? She looks fantastic. What does it matter how well she plays guitar? She's so cool." But Sid actually was quite a little careerist under his spiky haircut. And, you know, I'm always championing girls. I love girl singers and girls in bands. And Mikachu and the Shapes are next with Low Dog.
If you're struggling, you have to understand, we have to pass in 20 my blood of adrenaline. Even if I turn my back, you twist my neck until I snap. Even if I turn my back, my everyday's the same. Days the same, stays the same. Days the same. Why did I explain? Panic in my brain. We've got the same pain anyway.
That may sound simple, but Mikachu really knows what she's doing. It takes a lot of skill to be simple and clever at the same time.
Thank you.
clever. Booker T and the MGs with the amazing guitarist Steve Cropper, who once I heard him, that was it. I was in love. Got rid of my Gibson Les Paul Jr., bought a Telecaster, never played any other guitar. He plays a Telecaster. And I wanted that sound. Simple, so empty, never overplaying, serving the song. Absolutely love him. So coming up in the next half, we'll have a bit of Vincent Gallo, a bit of the Steve Miller Band, but now we've got Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. UN climate change experts say catastrophic global warming can be avoided without sacrificing living standards. The report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change concludes that a massive reduction in the use of fossil fuels is possible if there's huge investment in renewable energy. Explosions and gunfire have been reported during clashes between Ukrainian security forces and pro-Russian militiamen in the eastern town of Slavyansk. According to Ukraine's interior minister, at least one security officer has been killed trying to seize government buildings back from militants there. Our correspondent David Stern says the government in Kiev is in a difficult position.
They do not want to escalate the situation, but at the same time they are dealing with what seems to be a spiraling situation, and they're looking very nervously towards Russia because Russia has warned that they could take action, or they have warned the Ukrainians not to crack down on these activists.
The chairman of the Commons Home Affairs Select Committee, the Labour MP Keith Faz, is calling for an investigation into the failed high-profile prosecutions. It follows the acquittal of the Conservative MP Nigel Evans of sex offences last week. A man's been charged with the murder of a 2-year-old girl in Blackpool. Police say Casey Hambleton died after suffering serious injuries. In the London Marathon, the Swiss wheelchair athlete Marcel Hug beat Britain's David Weir in a sprint to win the title. Weir says he remains hopeful that one day he'll win the race for a 7th time.
I will fight on until I get that record and if I feel physically fit every year and feel like I can cope with the training and trying to get that record, then I'll carry on. I'll always be back and I'll give it my 100%.
The men's race was won in a record time by Kenya's Wilson Kipsang, while his compatriot Edna Kiplagat took the women's title. Great Britain's Mo Farah finished 8th. That's the Six Music News. More at 3:30.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music. Viv Albertine.
Frank James, Jesse Jenner, Billy Kid, and all the rest. These some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. Going to a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster of love. I jumped in my white horse Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster.
Steve Miller. I just love the way he laughs in that. It stops it being all sort of sexist and macho. He's just laughing at himself so much and it's so funny. But you can't help but groove to that. But talking of gangsters of love, the next track is by Vincent Gallo, and there is no bigger gangster of love on the planet than Vincent Gallo, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him, which I will tell you about after this.
Honey, bunny, my baby girlfriend, sweetheart. My sugar girlfriend, where are you? And every day, every day, I think of your smile. Oh, darling, you're my darling. I can take you away. I can wander with you, wander every day. And darling, I can see you when I close my eyes. And in my dreams, you're always there. The days we would spend, and happy the place I could take you there. We're like dreamers in nice colors, childlike dreamers underwater. We're the dreamers colors, and the colors are like summer.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it? He's a deceptively fragile man, actually. He comes over about a bit of a wolf, but well, he's a wolf in terms of girls, but he's got a very soft heart, I think. And so I met him in New York, and we talked about music, but he doesn't like the music you'd expect. It was the Poppy Family and Dusty Springfield, things like that, Michael Jackson, a certain song. It's a certain song here, a certain song there. He's an absolute connoisseur of everything, actually. His suits, his Gucci boots, the tracks he likes, the songs he likes. He really is a connoisseur. He's a connoisseur of women as well. But he came sort of blasting into my life when I was really in the doldrums, and woke me up, actually made me realise that I could do something again, that I could create again. And I'll be forever, ever grateful for him for that.
All right, now here's a little song I want everybody to listen to. It's talking about love, and it's talking about hate. You know, I think the only way we're going to do away with hate is to get so much love going around till there just won't be any more hate. There's so much hate going on today, on the right and on the left. You see, we hate our brothers, yes we do, and we hate our own self. There's even hate going on today between the young folks and the old. this next little verse, and if you feel like it, sing along. And if you don't want to sing along, maybe you can clap your hands. The good book says to love your enemy, but we don't comprehend. Tell me, how can you love your enemy when you hate your fellow man? You see, love's got the all-time greatest power. You see, love can brighten up your darkest hour.
Razzie and I Hate Hate, and I'm Viv Albertine, former guitarist with the Slits, who's moving on to other things. But it's funny because I talked about that song with Don Cherry once, and I'm not really just name-dropping, because the thing is, the Slits' first solo tour, we thought, we're going to make this a fantastic experience for us, never mind the audience. We're going to tour with a jazz band and a reggae band and us. And we were the first group ever to sort of mix genres like that. It's very normal now. You go to a festival and you'll see all these different genres mixed up and all different tents. Well, it wasn't done back in the 70s. I'm proud to say we were the first people to do that. Anyway, so we sort of wrote off to Don Cherry saying, will you come on our tour? Thinking we'd be told no, he's this fantastic jazz musician. And got a letter back saying, yeah, sure. So we couldn't believe it. And we had a reggae band as well, Prince Hammer. When Don Cherry came over, he brought his little daughter with him, Nana Cherry, who was 14 with bright dyed red hair. He didn't tell us he was bringing her, he just brought her. So we had to sort of squeeze her on the bus and squeeze her in the hotels. But of course, she became a big part of our lives. Anyway, when we were on the tour bus on the first day, I was sitting opposite Don Cherry and I was thinking to myself, stay calm, Viv, stay calm. You're talking to this amazing man, this amazing trumpet player. And one of the subjects that came up was this song, I Hate Hate, which I knew about, thank goodness, because I used to work at Dingwalls, the music venue. And the great DJ there, Steve Mann, who was part of the whole Pink Fairy scene, used to play this song all the time. So I was very pleased to know what he was talking about. Did you hear that little nursery rhyme at the end there? You see, hearing that made the Slits brave enough to use our sort of oral history in our music. The things that girls say in playgrounds, the chants, you know, the things that's passed on, songs passed on by your mother, auntie, sisters and older girls. Because we didn't have a musical history. We hadn't learnt instruments. And all we had to draw on that was actually ours was this sort of female oral history. And hearing people like Don Cherry and Sun Ra use those little chants and childhood rhymes in their songs made us feel, you know, we're not stupid and we're not totally naive. If these great musicians can do it, we can do it. So they were a massive influence on us. And just to say that when Don Cherry came over to join the Slits on our tour, Gareth from the pop group was in our band, and we were so excited because we thought, oh, we're going to hear Charlie Hayden and we're going to hear the drummer, that fantastic drummer. Who's he going to bring? Is he going to bring Shannon Jackson? Is he going to bring Billy Higgins? And he turned up with this load of musos who were Lou Reed's backing band, and we were so disappointed. And they're all a bit muso and long guitar solos and everything. I don't know why he brought them, whether he thought they were more suitable to what he thought was going to be sort of wild rock audience, or whether people like Charlie Hayden wouldn't be seen dead on a punk rock tour. But I must say that was terrible. But Don Cherry's playing transcended everything. Anyway, here's the wonderful pop group She's Beyond Good and Evil.
Music. Welcome to the BBC Introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of. A big part of my passion for this is the fact that I was 30 years on the road as a recording artist myself. I banged at the doors of the BBC because if the BBC didn't play you on the radio, nobody would ever get to hear your music. BBC Introducing turns that on its head. It lets down the ladders for people who don't have insider contacts or a plug. All you have to be is good. Music that just smacks you around the ears. If we like it, we play it. The BBC Introducing Mixtape.
With Tom Robinson.
Six Music.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
That is my favourite Madonna track ever, Ray of Light. If you put that on a Mobius strip type loop, I would dance to that until the day I died. Like the Red Shoes, that old fairy tale, or the Powell and Pressburger movie, I could dance and dance forever to that. And the record was produced by William Orbit, who was managed by Dick O'Dell, who used to manage me. The next track is, I have no idea, oh, where I came across it. It's Cuban Jam Session, Volume 3. It's got a cheap old bright red cover. And the artist is Nino Rivera. I fished it out of an old record bin in New York sometime. I couldn't believe how cheap it was. But it's another one of those records, you know, that you just discover. If anyone wants to text me and say they know who this is, I'd be very delighted.
Thank you.
This is Viv Albertine sitting in for Guy Garvey, and coming up after me is Iggy Pop. That was The Upsetters with Return of the Django, which reminds me of all my skinhead mates back at school. I went to a comprehensive school in North London, and you know, it was a great mixture of people. We had Versaces, we had skinheads, we had hippies, we had grungy type kids, and it really was a comprehensive school. Anyway, coming up next is one of my favourite bands who I think are so underrated. It's the Pretty Things. That was The Pretty Things from their record Parachute. And I just love those vocals, because Phil May, the singer of The Pretty Things, was absolutely reviled, as was the whole band. I think they were banned from Australia for doing something naughty on the plane. And Phil May had the longest hair, and they were much naughtier and rougher and uglier than the Stones, and no one would write about them or anything. And then he opened his mouth, and out came this sort of watery, thin, pretty fey voice, which I loved, because it was in the sort of register that I could sing in as well, to sort of sing along with the record. And there's got to be a resurgence of interest in The Pretty Things soon, please. Moving on to Sandy Denny. I came very late to Sandy Denny. I wouldn't have anything to do with her, because, you know, she was folk and I was anti-folk, because when I was young, girls were only folk singers. They all had long hair parted in the middle and strummed away sort of seriously at an acoustic guitar. So I did reject Sandy Denny, but I've come to her late and I'm incredibly moved by her. And I love this song, Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Thank you. sky. All the birds are leaving, but how can they know it's time for them to go? Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go. I have no fault.
From Thin Lizzy to Rory Gallagher, Christy Moore, Mary Coughlan, the Pogues, I have loved Irish music for as long as I can remember.
Throughout this week, Six Music celebrates Ireland, showing its rich music heritage in a series of special documentaries. Featuring Ralph McLean's interview with Van Morrison, The Thin Lizzy Story, and How Ireland Went Pop.
Six Music.
Plus, Steve Lamacq, Mark Riley, and Gideon Coe plot the history of Irish music with a selection of sessions from the BBC archives.
And then on Easter Sunday, join me, Kerris Matthews, as I'll be live from Dublin, discovering the city's current zeitgeist in music and poetry, plus a live session from hotly-tipped Irish band Hosier.
Six Music celebrates Ireland.
Breaking. I'm sorry about that. That song's for that tall man with the very long legs who walked away from me. Sometimes, you know, only a woman will do. Not a boy, not a girl, not a man. Only a woman can really say how you feel, I think, musically. And next song. Well, she's a woman now, but she was a girl at the time. And people don't take this song seriously, but actually it's very, very beautiful.
Sad and very lonely day, that's when I softly sigh. On white horses, snowy white horses, let me ride away. us as the days fall. When the stars are gone, we'll race to meet the dawn. So when I can only see the grey of a sad and very lonely day, that's when I softly sigh. On white horses, snowy white horses, let me ride away, 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 away.
Is that a step too far? I don't know. That's Jackie Lee singing White Horses, which actually was a programme in the 60s about horses or something. I don't know. It's an Eastern European programme that was dubbed. It was absolutely awful. We took no notice of it, but everyone used to watch it because there's A, nothing else on, but that soundtrack was so beautiful. And I know people who still love it to this day, so I'm not completely mad. Anyway, the next song, I'm going to hop back to Etta James now, because that song was Rod Stewart's favourite song. And I went to the same school as Rod Stewart, although he left a long time before me. And that was in Muswell Hill. And Georgie Fame also lived in Muswell Hill, because the thing is, any slight scent of anyone who was vaguely famous was very exciting in those days. And so my friend Elinid and I used to go and stand outside the block of flats that Georgie Fame lived in, even though we didn't really fancy him or anything, but he was at least famous. The thing about Georgie Fame when I was a kid was he just sang too well. You could hear the expertise, and I was actually much more taken with boys who sang like they just live next door to me. I liked the thin voices like Phil May or John Lennon, sort of unpretentious voices. But now, of course, I appreciate Georgie Fame's great voice and his very soulful sound. The next song is the lovely Dear Prudence, sung by the amazing Susie, and she really has made this song her own. She's made me love it, actually. I'm not sure I was that keen on it when it was a Beatles song, but I love what Susie has done with this and made it so dark. She's amazing. Susie Sue, who I had the pleasure of playing alongside at Meltdown last year. Coming up, we have the last half hour of the programme. No, it can't be true. I'm enjoying myself so much, I can't bear it. But we've got the Six Music News coming up, and after that, there'll be a bit of Gil Scott-Heron, Shaft, Horace Andy.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 3:30. I'm Claire Runacres. Explosions and gunfire have been reported during clashes between Ukrainian security forces and pro-Russian militiamen in the eastern town of Slavyansk. According to Ukraine's interior minister, at least one security officer has been killed. Government buildings, including the police station, have been seized. The Ukrainian government is carrying out what it calls an anti-terrorist operation. Paul Ronsheimer from the German newspaper Bild is at the police station.
There are, let's say, hundreds or thousands of pro-Russian supporters in front of the barricades, screaming, Russia, Russia, Russia. In every room, there were two or three pro-Russian forces with heavy machine guns sitting on a mattress.
There's been another earthquake off the coast of the Solomon Islands, the second in a day. The magnitude 7.5 quake triggered a tsunami warning, though officials say they don't yet know whether any waves have been generated. Mo Farah has failed in his attempt to win the London Marathon. The British Olympic gold medalist came eighth. The men's event was won by Kenya's Wilson Kipsang and the women's by Edna Kiplagat, who's also from Kenya. The chairman of the Commons Home Affairs Select Committee, the Labour MP Keith Vaz, is calling for an investigation into the failed prosecutions of Nigel Evans and other high-profile figures. Mr. Evans has said the Crown Prosecution Service should pay his legal costs. A 17-year-old girl has been arrested following what's been described as a grossly offensive comment made on Facebook after the death of a schoolboy. South Wales police said the arrest was part of an investigation into a post relating to the sudden death of a 15-year-old boy in Swansea. And the demolition of Glasgow's Red Road tower blocks will now not feature as part of the opening ceremony for the Commonwealth Games. The organisers of the Games, Glasgow 2014, said there had been safety concerns about the plan. That's Six Music News. More from me at 4:30.
BBC Radio.
Viv Albertine.
Six Music.
Right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. Those arms around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. Funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Closing her eyes and telling him lies exactly like she told me to.
Oh,
throat.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Right on. You see, this cat shaft is a bad...
To me, that's an absolute classic. It just makes me feel like, I don't know, I've been like alive forever and I've known him, and it just rings a load of bells. I don't know if it sounds like that to everybody, or if it's just because it reminds me so much of a time, maybe the first time I went to America, and it sort of sounded so exotic in a way, but familiar at the same time. Yeah, very soulful. Viv Albertine here, by the way, playing songs that mean something to me, or make me laugh, or make me move, or make me sad. Coming up next is Horace Andy, and again, you know, another guy with a very cute kind of light voice that I find so accessible and so charming, Skylarking. Voiced Horace Andy. The next song I'm going to play is off Forces of Victory, Linton Kwesi Johnson record that was recorded in the 70s in Soho. And I am very happy to say that I was at that recording session for most of the tracks. And it was a huge, huge honour actually to be there, because I don't know, people didn't mix that much. And for a sort of young white girl to be in a, you know, quite a heavy black session, musically heavy, I mean, and politically heavy, was was very unusual and a great honour. And I watched everyone sing, and Dennis Bevel was producing and doing backing vocals, and Linton was very, very open and not at all prejudiced against me being there. And it's a memory I'll treasure. And the track you're going to hear is Forces of Victory off my White Label vinyl.
Forces of victory and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory now, what you gonna do? We make a little beat in 1978, and we fight and we fight and we feed the state. And all of we just forward up to nothing will beat. And all of we just forward up to nothing will beat. We're the forces of victory and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory now, what you gonna do? Dressed in the red and we're feeling dread. We're dressed in the green and we're feeling mean. We're dressed in the purple and we're dressed in the yellow. We're dressed in the blue and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory and we're coming right through. We're the forces of victory now, what you gonna do? We're coming with the army, so don't you get bomb. We're coming with the plane, it's gonna drive you insane. We're coming with the guns and we're making with Kong, Babylon, get bang, 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 bang. The forces of victory and we're coming right through. The forces of victory now, what you gonna do? Beg your call of physicians for the poor opposition. Them got no ammunition and them got no position. Beg your call of physicians for the poor opposition. Them got no ammunition and them got no position. We're the forces of victory and we're coming right through. Is a victory now, what you gonna do?
Thank you. I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me Sunday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. I've got to be honest about my record collection in terms of its cool and say that it is superseded by the cool of what I store the collection in. I keep the vinyl in a leopard skin trunk from Canal Street in New York. Everything else is housed in a beautiful George III secretary. It's important to house your beloved music somewhere special. On BBC Playlister, you can find all the records that I've pulled out for my show. You can rummage through the music I've played, and you can add them to your own playlists for safekeeping. To find out more, go to the Six Music website.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 Districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I was brought up on music that was trying to change the world. Either, you know, the tail end of the 60s with the anti-Vietnam songs, or, you know, the beginnings of black consciousness and the fight in America. Punk thing, trying to make a space for people who'd come from, you know, poor backgrounds or weren't privileged in some way. So for me, music that's trying to change things is what music's all about. So on that note, this next song is by Abdullah Ibrahim and the singer is Johnny Klassens. And I dare you to find a song that will move you, even though you don't know the words, beyond belief. You just can hear the pain in this. It's called Sia Humba, which translates as We Are Leaving Today.
Thank you.
agony, absolutely heart-rending agony. Makes me think of all the people around the world at this very moment who are being displaced from their homes because of war. And that was Abdullah Ibrahim on piano, who was once known as Dollar Brand, and Johnny Klassens on those heart-rending vocals. This is Viv Albertine, very reluctantly letting you go because I've loved every minute of this last 2 hours, but at least I have the pleasure to hand you over to the wonderful Iggy Pop.
It all lying down, 'cause once I get started I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else, 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 and I don't wanna fall about like everybody else, and I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. All my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else, 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 and I don't want to run around like everybody else, and I don't.
I'm not like everybody else.